Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shaletta's here. It's Feisty Friday. She needs to get her butt back on Twitter. Let's go. Shaletta with us. 651-461-9226. You can react to anything we say during this segment on the Harrigan Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Harrigan Hotline. I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
That's the Harrigan Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, he has challenged me that if something ever happens and I decide to have another child, I should
Whoa.
Name it Harrigan because of, you know, the you know, how he hooked me up so that I could see Dean Phillips. In person and stop stalking him online, because you, of course, did not tell me that Dean was coming into the studio. It was Dave. So I had a chance to go get my nails done. I got my bikini wax just in case. I've got some new shoes. I put my white diamond on and I was ready, right? I had my face full of makeup. I was beat up. You know, my Mac was on my face. I was ready. And so that happened because of Dave. And so, you know, to show my love and loyalty and support to him, he suggested that if something happens and I have another baby, that I should name it Harrigan, which is a cute little name for a baby. Is that the cutest name? Harrigan Brundage or whoever the last
name.
Harrigan
name.
Phillips.
Yeah. Awful.
No?
Awful. Now, should we know something about you and Dean since you're talking about a child? Or is this, do you want to break some news here?
I would just say I did not need the bikini wax. It was unnecessary. Yeah, it was very unnecessary. He got out of that lobby so fast.
Yeah.
I thought he was on skates. I mean, I couldn't even get up out of my chair. And he, what he did was, the way he got me was, he blew me a kiss. And so I was so flabbergasted by that I couldn't move. And by the time I did get up and realize what had happened, he was already gone. Yeah. It was just like a bait and switch to Kansas City Shuffle, you know, whatever you want to call it. I was hoodwinked.
He also had a mask and other clothes with him in case he needed to flee incognito. So just so you know. So I want
to. And the good thing is there's no back door. There's only one way to get out of the building. When you come off those elevators, there's only one way. So that's why I sat at the door, because there's only one way in and one way out. So
right.
I knew he had to pass me by.
He walked up the stairs, there's a second entrance.
We got a second. I was today's years old when I realized we had a second entrance. Don't tell him that, okay? Don't let him know that, okay?
Well,
let's keep that between
speaking
us.
Of this dump of a building, Dan Kelly's has now closed. The bar restaurant. I would like you to open up. I would like you to venture into the restaurant business and open up Shaletta's down below.
Well, I have been talking to Sean about a food truck. because Sean is such a great cook. Like, he makes the best chicken and waffles. Yep. He's got those cinnamon rolls. He's got those banana pudding.
I haven't had any of his food in a year. So,
well, you know, I mean, you know, he's out. He's back out there in the streets. He's maybe cooking for somebody else. I don't know. I don't know. Yep. I don't know what's going on. I know I'm hungry. I know. Yep. I know. I haven't had anything to eat today. Yeah. I'm wasting away over here. But I have talked to him about opening a restaurant.
Right downstairs.
Where else can you go and find good soul food downtown Minneapolis? You can't. Like, he would have
love
it on,
soul food.
He would have it on lock. And then I would be like the maitre d'. So, of course, that would be the best customer service in town. Hey, sit over here. Hey, shut up. Does this credit card work?
Jeez.
Your reservation is not until 2:30. What you doing here at 2:15? You have to sit over here
people.
And wait. I would just be like the best maitre d' in town. And people would line up, I believe, for the good service as well as the food. So,
I think
you may be onto something.
I think out of fear, I think, is the way to
look. People don't come for their appointment. I'll call them. Excuse me, you had reservations for 1 o'clock. Where y'all at? You plan on getting here? We saved you a table.
I got a branding opportunity.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, the podcast platform, Shaletta Makes Me Laugh, right? How about we call the bar Shaletta Makes Me Drink?
You know what? That's why I'm going to name my next baby here again.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip over the alphabet, and I'm going right to H.
Yeah. Get it done. We need a restaurant downstairs.
We do.
Now, are you...
Y'all like to eat, so you would come and support it for sure.
Yeah. Are you hinting that Sean is maybe out there dating somebody? Is that what I heard?
I don't know. I just know that I'm not eating. I know that I'm hungry, and I know he loves to cook, and I haven't had any of his food yet. Now, if he is, I'll just be so excited for him. I want him to be happy and find love. I know I want to get married again, and I want him to be happy for me, too.
Stop. No one in the planet believes that you want him to find someone and find love. Seriously, what a crock of crap.
I think specifically someone younger, much younger.
Younger,
is what she's really
hotter,
for sure.
Kinder.
Like peppermint, right.
The kids start calling your mom. Oh, yeah, that's what you want. Oh.
That's what I pray for. That's what I dream about. That's what I want for my life.
Better chance you vote for Trump in 2028. And that is accurate. Oh, my God. I'm not letting that slide by. No chance. How about you? How about a date for Shaletta?
I told you what I'm looking for. I haven't been able to find it.
Yeah. How about if you had to date somebody in the building here?
Somebody in the building?
Somebody in the building, okay? Who are your sights on?
Well, of course, come on now. The star of the building, Remy. Come on. Who wouldn't want to go out with Remy?
Remy.
That guy's trying to go out with
Remy. That's great. Remy is fun. He's got great stories. He's got great hair. He's got the motorcycle.
He's got great hair. You go anywhere with Remy and everybody knows who he is. They roll out the red carpet. He's the VIP wherever he goes. Why would I not Remy?
That's it. I think
that's it.
He's my pick in the building, too. I'll go on. Dave, he's your pick, too. I mean, come on. We're all going out.
Great musical taste, so he can go anywhere.
Exactly. He'll know it. All right, hang on. We come to Laud Shaletta and play some audio from Shaletta when she received her award for some of the amazing work she's done with autistic families. More with the Queen in moments on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, that's Shaletta. I can set it up, but you can set it up better than me. We have another piece of audio, too. But tell people where you were at and the reason you were there for that piece of audio.
So I was in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night picking up a Celebration of Service to America award for the door locks that I give away to families who have kids with autism, because I broadcast a lot of these giveaways on the radio live to let parents know that they can come get these locks, whether I'm in Marshall, Minnesota, or Hopkins, Minnesota, or Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And they're always on Saturdays right before or after my show, or sometimes during the show. And then that way I can let parents know about them. They come get them and keep their kids safe. And so Lindsay Peterson nominated the door lock donation events for this national award through the National Broadcasters Association. And in the 100-year history of our station, we have only won this award one time.
Mm-hmm.
And only one radio station in the country can win it. It's not like it's five people or 10 people or whatever. It's one. And we won. And so Lindsay stood me up. He didn't go with me. He made me go by myself. So I went Tuesday and I picked it up, and it was a room full of people. And since nobody from WCCO was there to make me behave, I wild all the way out. I like laid on the floor with my trophy. I was cracking jokes about my boss, as you heard. And I was so surprised and shocked because, like, I was in this room full of people that I don't know. They're from all over the country. And all of a sudden I see Amy Klobuchar, and I'm like, "Hey, girl, what's up?" And she's like, "Hey, girl." I said, "What you doing here?" She said, "I came to present you with this award." And I was like, "What?"
That's pretty good, right?
And so Joe Johnston from KSTP, who's on the board with the National Association of Broadcasters, was like, "Hey, Shaletta's getting this award. Can you come over and surprise her and present this award?" So when I was on the stage, I was like, "Joe Johnston, I can't believe you did this. I'm going to spank you. I'm going to beat you up as soon as this is over, because now I can't compose myself because you didn't ask this woman, our U.S. Senator, to come and give me this award. This is amazing." And so as I'm threatening him from the stage with violence,
yeah,
he's in his chair standing up clapping, screaming, "I love you, Shaletta." So I'm sure that he has Stockholm Syndrome. He has Stockholm Syndrome because he is in love with his abuser.
That's why you're on the show. Can I just pause? I want to get to our frivolity second, but I'm going to pause because I'm watching this play out on CNN and Fox right now. We just were talking with our friend Major Garrett about Israel's attack on Iran over the last 24 hours, taking out multiple scientists, taking out top military commanders, going at nuclear military sites. Well, in the last 5 minutes, blasts were heard, and Dave, you were watching and seen in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it. You're seeing them right, like, just moments ago, a number of missiles were landing in Tel Aviv, causing a number of explosions. Obviously, Israel has this remarkable defense system, which in this case, Dave, might have worked 98% effective. I don't know, 95%. Who knows what it was? But a number of those missiles did land in Tel Aviv, in downtown Tel Aviv, where you have people in the area. It's 9:23 in Israel. So we already had one response from Iran. This much stronger. Who knows how things are going to play out when Israel finally, after discussing this for decades of trying to take out Iran's nuclear capabilities and the onslaught they provided, now this response from Iran. So we will keep you up to date on this all throughout the afternoon. Why don't we transition right here, Dave? We have another piece of audio from Shaletta at Tuesday night's event in D.C.
So we start holding these Spread Love with Locks campaigns, right? Where we would give away free interior combination door locks to all the parents and caregivers and grandparents so that kids on the spectrum who wander would be safe. And last year, y'all, just last year, we traveled to 9 cities across the country, handed out 800 locks free of charge to families in need.
You deserve endless praise for this, right? I mean, I'm in this community. You're in this community. We did not choose this community, but we love our children. We love our children, and they bring so much to us in intelligence and in emotion and in joy and in grace. But they also face significant challenges. And some of the kids in the autistic community face greater challenges, including not understanding some of the safety concerns out there. So for you to travel the country and provide these after working with top companies to help give individuals a peace of mind about their son, their daughter, their sons, their daughters, thank you for what you do every single day for those of us who have children who are autistic.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I pray every day that God would make me the answer to somebody's problem. And when I found the answer to keeping my kids safe, you know, I just kind of started just telling other parents about it. But when I went to that news conference and stood with the family of little Waze Ali Muhammad and heard the wails of that mother when they identified that her son was the one who was found in that nearby creek, that's when just the Lord dropped it into my spirit. Not only give locks to this mama, but what about all these other mamas, these Somali women who have autistic children who are living in the same neighborhood, near the same pond, near the same creek? You got to do something more than just hand out a lock to this woman, shake her hand, and leave. And so that's when it got started. And we've been to, and that's one of the reasons that probably put us over the top with the other people we were against for this category, is that, you know, this wasn't just something that we do in our community in Minnesota, but we've been to Houston, we've been to Ohio, we've been to Boston, just trying to create awareness. And for those parents who can't afford the locks, just to even know that they're available and they're easy to get and easy to install. And we even, you know, I have to call Sean and say, hey, ask your girlfriend if you could come over here and pretend to put a lock on the door so that we could put up like a door lock tutorial on the website, because a lot of parents were like, well, how do I put it on? You know, because a lot of them are, you know, divorced or single parents. I'm like, girl, I don't know. Sean put my locks on. And so now we have like a little tutorial in addition to, you know, just being able to give those away, just trying to save our kids.
Yes.
And as you know, this is the drowning season. Everything is thawing. Things are getting warmer. Pools are open.
Yep.
And you know, we just want these kids to be safe.
Great stuff, Shaletta. Thank you for everything you do. You know I love you, and we'll look forward
love
to our conversation next week.
Okay, and just FYI, I've been trying to take you out for your birthday with some of our coworkers, and I could be wrong, but I don't think anybody likes you because nobody's RSVP. It's just going to be me and you. It's going to be like a date. Maybe you're going to be my first date after my marriage because I can't get Adam Carter, Dan Cook, or Dave Harrigan to say, yeah, let's go to dinner with Chad.
I'm sure it's
his
not you. Okay. I mean, there's two other people that. Thank you.
Love ya. Bye.
All right, let's update you again. What is taking place? We have CNN and Fox on in the studio. Blast heard in Tel Aviv. Israel reporting that missiles from Iran have attacked Tel Aviv. The IDF also saying, in a statement just in the last few minutes, that all of Israel is under fire. Now, what that means, are we going to find out that we have the major networks in Tel Aviv and in some of the other major cities in Israel, obviously Tel Aviv, the most prominent along with Jerusalem, that there are more attacks taking place? That information is just coming out. But if you're near a television right now, you are seeing a photo of downtown or just a video footage of downtown Tel Aviv inundated by Iranian missiles and Iranian state media putting out this statement. The retaliation on Israel has begun. And, Dave, this cannot be a surprise.
No.
When Israel has debated this for years and years and years, among their greatest fears is that Iran would finally reach full nuclear capability. And in particular, a hawk like Bibi Netanyahu, who's led this country multiple times, who has wanted to strike Iran and was chastened and was told to hold off by multiple United States presidents, including Donald Trump, including Obama, including Biden. But now, last night, they responded and taking out top military commanders, top scientists, attacking nuclear sites, attacking military command, which included the death of those generals. Iran is too powerful. They were not going to sit there and offer up the minor response. This response has begun. Now, as of now, at 1:31 our time, has it stopped for the night? Will it continue? We're all going to find out. We just don't know right now. So we will get to other topics, but we will maintain our coverage and our vigilance on updating you on what has taken place. If you missed Major Garrett from earlier, make sure you podcast that because I asked him the key question. Why was this the time that Bibi Netanyahu said, I'm going to do it? Major made the point of October 7th, change everything. Plus their success in Gaza against the Houthis and against Hezbollah, where they felt further emboldened to finally attack Iran. And Israel also was clear that in the initial attack, this wasn't it, that this was a first phase. So Iranian media now saying that hundreds of missiles have been launched. Do we stay out of this, and how long do we stay out of it? I'm not suggesting our troops, Dave Harrigan, involved, but I'm suggesting the endless amount of military might and power that we have, not to diminish what Israel has, but no one has the Israel might that we have. Donald Trump has been a hawk about Israel throughout his first campaign, his first presidency campaign, although in this in the lead up to this, he struck a deal with the Houthis, and that had nothing to do with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some side negotiations where the reports were that Netanyahu was not pleased, but there's no chance that Donald Trump would not help out Bibi Netanyahu. To what level is the question, and how this unfolds, we're all going to see.
Yeah. It's been amazing video. Incredible video to watch the missiles coming in, to see the dome doing its work,
the explosions
in the sky, explosions on the ground. And now, you know, they're showing the live video that, you know, it's obviously dark in Tel Aviv, but all the
Tel
city,
Aviv is
the
engulfed
city lights,
in smoke.
Yeah, the city lights just lighting up the incredibly smoky sky above the downtown area.
Some people, Dave, wanted this. Some people feared this. Some people feared it because who else is going to get involved? What overreaction could take place? How do we get brought into this?
Mm-hmm.
What this could lead to?
Who else gets brought into it?
Yes, who else gets brought into it in an area where the true allies, the United States, are few. Now, to Trump's doctrine, if there is a Trump doctrine, he has tried to reach out to other countries in the region, including the Abraham Accords. He's reached out to other countries. We can have the debate, is he reaching out to them for financial profit? Is he reaching out to them for the benefit of America? I think it's both. But will those relationships potentially help the United States if this escalates further? I'm not sure how much dramatically further has to escalate, because considering the attacks that have taken place already. Oh, by the way, I know what dramatically means and the power these two countries have. So we'll keep you up to date. It's 35 past 1 on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Immigration enforcement with prominent governors yesterday, including Tim Walz, on said committee. Are these the two most prominent Republicans in the state of Minnesota? Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber.
Right up there if they're not.
If they're not, Emmer has to be number one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Emmer's number one.
You're the whip? Yes.
Yeah. I think Stauber's number two. You know, you look at your last candidates, Royce, Dr. Jensen, no. Right now, I think they're one and two. This is Tom Emmer against Tim Walz.
You claim you're not a sanctuary state. You just provide free health care, free college, and driver's licenses to illegal aliens. One reason you're here testifying before us today is because you refuse to cooperate with ICE. While states like Florida and Virginia empower their law enforcement to detain and remove criminal illegal aliens, you, sir, have done just the opposite. Your attorney general is directing law enforcement to ignore ICE immigration detainers. Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Well, Congressman, it's good to see you again, and thank you for being here. First, I would say, as my job as governor of Minnesota is to make Minnesota the best state in the nation.
Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Congressman, what I would say on this is that Minnesota follows all law.
It's a very easy question. And again, if you claim you're not a sanctuary state, you just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws you were in the Minnesota House. The law has not changed,
If you'll allow me, I've got limited time. Well, that's what you tweeted, by the way, sir. And on May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, "I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws," close quote. On May 17th, just this spring, at the University of Minnesota Law School's commencement ceremony, you said, quote, "Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets." When you said the words modern-day Gestapo, you were referring to ICE agents. Gestapo, by the way, sir, was the official secret police of Hitler's Nazi Germany. So you're calling ICE agents modern-day Nazis. Given the attacks on ICE agents that took place in Los Angeles over the weekend, don't you regard your dangerous inflammatory rhetoric as a problem?
The questions do you want me to answer first?
Okay, I'll get to the Walz and all that, but let's play Stauber. Of course, this is performative by both sides. And when Democrats are aggressively asking questions, it's performative too. But these two are the most visible Republicans in the state, two individuals who've been rumored repeatedly to run for governor against the Democrat who's going to be Tim Walz. So now, here's Pete Stauber.
And this is him kicking it off. He's got a big photo of the riots outside the 3rd Precinct following George Floyd.
Yep.
And this is how he started it.
As you know, I spent 23 years as a law enforcement officer in the state of Minnesota. You know that, right? Do you know that, yes or no?
I don't know how
many. It's not a trick question. It's not a trick question.
I don't know
how many years. I'll answer it for you. 23 years in Duluth.
Thank you for that.
A little bit of a hostile start.
Yeah, Pete was ready to jump in right away. The governor knows how long. He knows that he's a police officer. He's playing a dumb semantic game on 23 years. She should have just said what he said eventually. Yes, thank you. Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
Anyway, got to a lot of other issues. It was very heated. Then it really boiled over.
What weapons did you carry in war?
What did you carry
what
in war?
I tell you what, Governor, you're barking down the wrong tree, okay?
You
lied to the Minnesotans. You said that you carried weapons in war.
Mr.
That is stolen valor. You know what? My wife served 24 years in the military.
A little bit of respect for the witness.
She's an Iraq war veteran.
You know what I mean?
She was over in the war zone. That's
stolen
valor, and I'm so disgusted with you. And so are the people that you served with.
Point of order.
Point of order. Halt just a minute. Stay.
Okay, we'll jump in. These two love their opportunity question Walz. Loved it. Rarely happens, right? Where
loved it so much there wasn't even that much question.
No, there wasn't, and nobody should be surprised. I think Walz had to be more forceful. He just decided to be, well, what do you want me to say? Which question you want me to do? I don't understand that approach. Again, we've talked about multiple Tim Walz. The Tim Walz in Minnesota was kind of the Tim Walz here, trying to be compromised. We're following law. And then Tim Walz, when he's campaigning to be the next president of the country, is forceful, screaming this. He could have used a little more of that yesterday, I think. Okay. It's not that difficult to answer the question, do you, yes or no, agree with what Keith Ellison has offered up? It's not that difficult to say, do you stand by these quotes? Called him out the next day when he said modern-day Gestapo. My policy has been crystal clear on this show forever. When it first probably came up with George W. Bush, it came up with Barack Obama, it came up with Donald Trump, came up with Joe Biden's up here again with Donald Trump. None of them are like in any way Adolf Hitler. Now, the guy in charge wants to run the show completely. Doesn't want judges stepping in, doesn't want any protests, but in no way as a leader is he Adolf bleeping Hitler. So modern day Gestapo was, in my opinion, way too far. It was. And I think even supporters of him should do that. Just like there are comments from the right that are way too far. The attacking the Tesla was way too far. But here's my question. If Emmer and Stauber are this hard on Walz, and they were, and I'm sure they both felt great about it, and the Republicans have run too frequently the last decade plus candidates who cannot win. And we got some other candidates already who cannot win and they're gaining traction. Is it up to them to say, fine, I'll do it? Emmer knows he's one Donald Trump meltdown away from being the Speaker of the House. Trump could get mad at Johnson and Scalise, and boom, now that he's kissed the butt of Trump over and over again after Trump ripped the speaker position from him, what was that, about 2 years ago at this time?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been since then. I know he's that close to Speaker of the House. But they want, Republicans want to win. What a crazy idea. They want to win a statewide office. Is it up to these two, who to me, by far, as of now, and by the way, the election is next November, and things can change significantly. But by far, in my view, these two have the best chances, since it's two of them, to defeat Tim Walz. Is it up to them to take the passion, the vitriol, the intellect, the experience, and run against Tim Walz? If you're Republican, you loved yesterday. You were frothing. You thought this was Christmas. You thought Walz was on the back pedal. Others might disagree. Yeah, he was on the back pedal.
There's no question about that.
That's undeniable, yeah. Right? Do you think it's up to them to run? For one of them to say, okay, we have to put up somebody who moderates in the state, who are not happy with the trifecta, think it's time for Walz to go, that they'll look at this person and vote. I think, to me, it's even more on Stauber, just because Emmer has such a powerful position. Pete Stauber, he was angry from the get-go. He brings Greater Minnesota. He brings law enforcement experience. Do you think it's up to one of those two guys to run for the governor's position and 99.99% chance against Tim Walz? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Where does this one rank among the best U2 songs?
If it's not top three, it's top five.
It's got to be. Again, here's what I said about the race in 26. For moderates who are tired of Walz and the trifecta, Republicans need to offer up somebody who appeals to them. No, Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber are not center-right. They're not. Emmer, even more than Stauber, is full-fledged MAGA. But the folks they've been running, the Republicans, and for how long in statewide races, I'm talking governor and Senate, they have no chance. They don't. And the names that are up there so far, they have no chance. There are a lot of people in the middle in this state who are sick of Tim Walz. You may not get it. You may think they're wrong. You might think he's been great. But there are a lot of people who were much higher, centrist, who were much higher in Tim Walz when he was running against Dr. Jensen in 22 than now. The build, the continuation of COVID and all the fraudulence and just the moving further to the left. There's just a lot of people in the middle are saying, wait, we were thinking he still was the guy who was in Congress down in Mankato. He's not that person very much. Let's see. More texts. I was disgusted by yesterday. We do not need somebody as governor with such anger issues. You know, people that cannot control their anger showed they were weak people. We need somebody stronger to actually control their anger and emotions. Has this texter watched Tim Walz when he's on the road? He's not fired up, angry, saying you have to bully a bully? He's passive when he's Tim Walz on the road? He's not, right?
No.
Now, have I heard him as far as Stauber? I don't think so. Have you?
No, not like that. But, I mean, this was Stauber and Emmer's time, just like it's been Walz's time to play to the cameras,
yep.
Play to the crowd. This is your moment. Let's grandstand a little bit. You know, make your point.
It's when you're used to being the one who's kind of dictating that stuff and then it's coming at you, mm-hmm. as performative as Congress now is, it's not the easiest. I just am surprised Walz wasn't more forceful. I think he should have been, absolutely. Emmer's too MAGA, texture says, we'll have to break away from Trump. He's not breaking away from Trump. Seems like the governor's race is a must-win for Walz. How can he run for president fresh off a loss? If he's running for president and he's running for governor, he has to win, right? Mm-hmm.
Of course.
No normal or moderate Republican will run statewide because they know it's pointless in the state. A liberal could run as a Republican and still be destroyed by the Star Tribune and liberal media. I don't buy it. There's plenty of conservative outlets in this state that will profile you, and bravo to them. They get to exist, no problem. Republicans can win. They just need to run better candidates, and both those two would be better candidates.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.